Unit 7. Recording 12. Lesson 7D. Exercise 4.
Hi, Karima. Thanks for coming online to speak to me.
Sure, no problem, Sandy.
I wanted to ask you about the Inuit people. What does Inuit mean?
Oh, that's really easy. It means people. The people that have lived in Arctic regions, like northern Canada, for thousands of years.
I must say, when I think of the Arctic, I don't really think about sports. It's too cold. So I'm really interested in hearing more about your traditional games. How many are there?
Lots and lots. They're mainly games that make you stronger, but some of them are just for fun. They were invented to keep people healthy and happy.
And what types of games are there?
Well, there are ball games, jumping games, wrestling games, and games with bones.
Bones?
Well, not real bones anymore. These are games like dominoes or puzzles.
What's your favourite type of Inuit game?
I like the voice games.
Singing songs?
Not really. Well, not like Justin Bieber. These are games where you make different noises with your voice.
Noises?
Yes, that's right. There are no words. You stand opposite the other person and the game begins. Some noises are harder than others, and it can be very tiring.
How do you win?
If you need to stop to breathe or to laugh, then you lose the game. I don't often win because you stand very close to the other person. I usually start laughing.
Sounds cool.
I'll send you a video link. You'll love it.
And do you play more modern games?
Of course. Hockey, tennis, football, baseball, you name it.